greetings, Buccaneer fans, and happy Halloween. I'm Scott Smith here in Buccaneers studio, and this is Buccaneers Insider for October 31st. While kids around the Bay Area were preparing for this year's chance to do a little trick-or-treating, the Buccaneers were back on the practice field preparing for what should be a very challenging game on Sunday in Seattle. The Buccaneers will be facing a Seahawks defense that ranks second in the NFL in yards allowed and third in points allowed and has already amassed 26 sacks from 13 different players. Buccaneers guard Davin Joseph said that one of the most challenging aspects of facing that Seahawks defense is how many different ways they can rush the quarterback.
Yeah, they bring it from everywhere. And, you know, pass rush is definitely an emphasis. There's an emphasis on their defense. And, you know, they would like to get you in third and long situations so they can let their defensive linemen, you know, get off. And also they come with an array of blitzes that that can catch you off guard. And so, you know, you really see them when they play at home. They seem to be a different team, play with more confidence, more urgency, faster tempo, and really just explosive plays.
For their part, the Buccaneers defense will also be facing a very good Seattle offense that runs the ball on more than 50% of its plays. Of course, that's not surprising, considering that the Seahawks have both a running quarterback in Russell Wilson and the man they call beast mode, running back Marshawn Lynch. Defensive tackle Gerald McCoy talked about stopping that dual running threat.
I talk about number three because, you know, everything runs through him. But if you don't stop 24, you're going to have a long day. You know, they call him the beast for a reason. Mm-hmm. He's probably the toughest running back in the NFL to bring down. And he runs hard, and, you know, it starts with stopping him, and then we'll go from there. They got this up-and-coming star at quarterback, an established star at running back, and they hot right now. They're angry off the performance they just put up on Monday Night Football. So everybody expecting them to beat us down. We love it. You love to go into an environment like that, because when you go in there and you withstand that punch and you fight back, then everybody's like, whoa, this team might have something.
And that'll do it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But while you're here on Buccaneers.com, check out some of our Halloween-related activities of the last couple days. And join us again tomorrow on Buccaneers Insider when we take a closer look at the Bucs injury report and some other aspects of the team's matchup with the Seattle Seahawks.